Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Gone on to go into ministries,
I'm really excited about that. So we're in the rebuilding process. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. And some, because of the sickness, it was an opportunity for them to go on and do what God has called them to do. Amen. So we're, if you feel that God has called you to this group and you want to know more about it, you may call me at 404-453-7670. Again, that number is 404-453-7670. And I'll be glad to talk with you. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Oh, we're talking to the mighty daughters of thunder. Yes, Lord. The mighty daughters of thunder. The jewels of the Most High God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. And we'd like to, before we get started, again, started out praying for and encouraging each other in the Lord. We call it late bloomers. Sometimes we think, okay, oh no, we'll do it this way. There are times that you may be in the shower washing dishes somewhere, and then all of a sudden something comes to you to remind you of that one thing you wanted to do, to be, and life happens, just life, and you forgot all about it, and then one day you're reminded of that particular thing that you wanted to do, you wanted to be, place you wanted to go. And it just went away. And you say to yourself, if I knew then, come on, what I know now, I would have this, I would have that. But surprise, you know now what you didn't know then. And God apparently has brought it back to your mind, your memory, and your desire. So it may be the time and the season and the hour. It may be the time and the season and the hour. Yeah, it this may be your time. What? Yeah. I couldn't possibly, but you know now what you didn't know then. So that means you can now implement it. But do you know how old I am? So, in the spirit, age is just a number, my darling. That's right. Don't give up on yourself. Pray about it, you know, and all things get to prayer and see what the Lord says. That's right. It may be your now. And we would encourage you to do your name. Don't let people discourage you and tell you. Don't talk about it with a lot of people. Talk about it to the Lord and ask him to open a door to show you that it is your hour. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Can you imagine? Can you imagine you wanted to sing and all of a sudden you join the choir so you could just be in the background and your voice hit. You wanted to play the piano. I mean, there's so many things. You wanted to go to school. You wanted to graduate. I'm 81 years old. Okay, you graduated at 81. Some people graduate at 18. You 81. Okay? It's just a number. That's right. Hallelujah. God is good. Excuse me. Our Sunday school lesson was so powerful. We have Bible study because of our arrangement that the building that we're in on Thursday, 3:20. But it was so powerful that I think the Lord wants me to share that because it has to do with prayer. You must know your God. In order to trust him. In order to believe in him. And I have something else. You must really realize that when you say you trust him, you can trust him when he say no. Now, everybody who said God won't say no to you, have you ever wanted something so bad and you didn't get it and you went through the adolescent behavior? And when you come to your senses, you look up and say, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. You didn't let me have that glory of God. Thank you, Lord. God knows what's best. Sometimes it can be painful and we really feel we need it, but God has a plan and God has a way. Yes, he does. And he loves us with an everlasting love, and his desire is for us to be his children, obedient, trusting him, and knowing that he knows what is best for who? For us. That's right. He knows what's best for us better than we know what's best for us. Amen? Trying to tell you that right now. He knows what's best for us. And as a result of that, we learn to trust him and honor him. Oh, my God. Can you listen. Can you trust him with those things that seem impossible? Can and will you trust him? Lord, I trust you. Sometimes we just have to say that, just out, Lord, I trust you. We have to know him first, get an understanding, check our relationship, hey God, not our relationship with the pastor, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, no. But with him. That's right. With him. Ooh, glory. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. My sheep. Ooh, goodness. Mercy. Oh, Lord. Our God. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Our God. Creator. Ooh, all right. So when we pray, we know that you're the creator of the heavens and the earth. We know that it was you who said, let there be light, and there was light. It is you who blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. A living soul. Hallelujah. Ooh. Well, man. And now, in the form that we're in, he made us. We have 150 billion capillaries in our body. That's the God we serve. Did you hear what I said? We have 150 billion capillaries in our body. Capillaries, the length of the vessel could be about 100,000 kilometers. Come on, work with me. Work with me. Work with me. That's what we serve. We and he took some dirt and made, but you have to look at what he did. The body is actually capable of healing itself. Healing itself. The blood going through all these capillaries. The heart and the brain is so awesome that man is still confused. Capacity of the brain, the mind, what? The eyes, that it is the, we see through our eyes, we see through our brains, through our eyes. Lord, and you gonna take a big bang that all of that head on sick woman. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The crown jewel is of his creation. Doubt him and don't trust him. God help us. Yahweh help us. There was never in translation, there was never to be his name translated. Others, it was never to be touched. God is a title. His name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all need to begin to search the script of Holy Ghost to give us clarity and understanding. So when we bow down, when we bow down in prayer, we know without a shadow of a doubt who we're speaking to and who's listening. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for your peace, your love, your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing virtue. Oh God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for cleansing us from unrighteousness, oh God, that we may be in harmony with you and harmony with our brothers, huh? That we may speak in readiness, with confidence. Hallelujah. We thank you for removing foolishness and idols and idle thoughts out of our minds, Almighty God. We thank you for breathing on us, Almighty God. We thank you that you walk, that you send the circle. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. That you are the Lord of our life. Yes, Lord, the Master. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Guiding us. Yes, giving us strength, Almighty God, to live the life according to your will and your way. Oh, glory. That we can be in harmony with our brothers. That we can love those that would despitefully misuse us. That we know that we're in your presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your presence is where we want to be. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It nourishes us. Thank you. Guide and protect. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for helping us, meeting the challenges that there are for us this day. Thank you for giving us the right word. Thank you for giving us favor with man. Thank you for giving us favor, Almighty God. Wherever our name is, Almighty God, may we have favor with man. Hallelujah. And if those of us who are in authority, they're in the favor, let our hearts not be hardened, Almighty God. Let our hearts not be callous, Almighty God. Lead and guide and direct our yourself. How may we always speak truth and not lie. Almighty God, give us the right words to speak. Almighty God, in Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holiness and righteousness, Almighty God, is the way. Hallelujah. Guide our tongue, our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 Cleanse our ears that we may hear your voice and obey. Our hearts, Almighty God, we ask that you go in the recesses of our heart in the deep and darkest places and stir up, hallelujah, all the darkness, bring it out, Almighty God, and replace it, hallelujah, with your light. Almighty God, let your light shine, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That to fill us with your light that the darkness cannot return. Almighty God. We thank you that we walk in the circle of your blessings and your children, our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all those children who have no one to lift them up before you. We lift them up before you. Almighty God, oh, Father, you see and you know all things. You see what's going on. We thank you for giving your people a hiding place. We ask that you protect the innocent, Almighty God. Oh, Father, we ask that you protect the young ones, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Strengthen the body of Christ, Almighty God. Strengthen us, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, put the spiritual mirror before us, Almighty God. Lord God. Woo, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And those who are yet to come into the kingdom, protect them, lead them, and guide them. Oh, Almighty God, hallelujah. And as we go out today, Father, we ask that you give us words to say, hallelujah, that would bring a smile and peace and joy to someone, to bring confidence and reassurance that everything is all right. Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you for the guiding angels that you set before you people, Almighty God. Oh, we thank you, we receive you. Tell Almighty God, dear God, and they protect you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Bless everyone that will tune in at their set appointed time, Almighty God. We ask for miracles in them. I ask for miracles in their life, Almighty God, that they may know that you love them with an everlasting love, that they can trust you, Almighty God, without doubt. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to be sitting here this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for encouraging us to sit here this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name. Now open my mouth. Give me words to say. And when there is none, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Almighty God, stir up. Yes, Lord, stir up your people. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you for fighting every battle, Almighty God. Thank you for rebuking every evil temptation, Almighty God, and allowing it not to return back. Oh, rebuke every negative word of the children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, over us, over our ministries, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will prosper. We will do expert for you, for the kingdom, mighty God. We will look holy and righteous for you, Almighty God, the God and the God. Hallelujah, by your word, Almighty God, and your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, your almighty fortress. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, you are our hiding place. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, almighty God, in your power. Shemoh, you meet our every need. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for shalom, almighty God. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Woo, glory. Hallelujah, you are on the steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Wherever our feet touch, Almighty God, peace flow like a river. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, angels of protection stand to God. Oh, glory. Everywhere our eyes look, oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, keep us faithful to you. Almighty God, not let us get off safe, off balance. Keep us balanced, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us not be eccentric, Almighty God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah, well balanced. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, respectful, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for bless us financially. Thank you for financial wisdom, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those who are getting married, I want to thank you for wisdom to be a wife and wisdom to be a husband. Hallelujah. 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 Daily glory. Hallelujah. Daily wisdom. How to be a parent and parenting. Yes, Lord. Daily wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory. And how to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we were down. Hallelujah. Rebuke it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, Father, you know the things that we need help from. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for opening doors. Hallelujah. Let's dissolve issues. Yes, Lord. thank you, glory be to you. This is the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for removing fear and doubt. Hallelujah. And faith, and hope, faith, and trust. Thank you, Lord. For faith in you. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. All morning scripture. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You know, we say we read the Bible, but we start at Genesis 1. We never, how often do we take time to read about the addition and the forward? And the content, table of contents, and there's even a dear reader. We don't read that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to read the Bible, and tell you all the books of the Bible and how to use this particular one, the King James, and how to use it. It's in here. How to use it. And the doctoral footnote. And then you end up going to school, and the map's all in between the Bible and the back of the Bible. And we don't read that. We bypass that. The genealogist, that's too long. I get bored with that. It's so convenient now. You have YouTube, and you can just the genealogy and start reading. And as this, now maybe I have it. I don't have it right. Young lady in the genealogy of Ephraim. And it says that she built three towns, three cities. And one of the cities was named after her. But then on I Googled that and I saw cartoon character coming up. This young girl cartoon character. Shira. And I'm going, well, and that's in the genealogy. It's good. You'll be surprised of the reading the genealogy which you would get out of the Bible. But I thought we were going to talk about prayer. Yes, but we need to talk about the word and the scriptures and the book that you're reading from, that you have confidence and that you need to read the book. The King James, some people swear by the King James, it just didn't float out of the God. Damn, where it came from, how it came about. Get some other knowledge. There's some kind of more to know. There were people who suffered and people who went through so much to get this King James in your hands. We need to know. We need to not take this, what we call the Bible, for granted. We need, this is our direction. And some saying that the Bible is your instructions to heaven, then you need to know it. The world should not know this book better than the child of God. Can I get an amen? Because in this book is life. Help us before my wisdom. Trouble comes, when sickness comes, when I need instruction, it's in here.
but it needs to be, put your hands on your chest, it needs to be in you, in me. When you go to the doctor, you begin, they don't know what's wrong with you, but you begin to tell them what's going on, and then they process of elimination most of the time. Well, we're going to try this and we're going to try that. But do you realize you have the word of the eternal life? Healing. And you have it at your access. That's right. Confidence. Reassurance in God. Hallelujah. The God that you say you serve, what is his name? Who is he? You said you were his child, and we don't know him a single time. We know him according to what somebody has preached, what somebody has had a quick little cliche, but do we know him for ourselves? And come on. Can we trust him? Do you trust him for ourselves? Lord, I believe. Lord, I trust you. That seems so impossible. Oh, glory, I trust you. And I believe. Hallelujah. I trust you. Hallelujah. I believe. And yet, Lord, help my unbelief. While I'm trusting you, there's some unbelief. Unbelief. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe that there is nothing too hard for you. Lord, I believe before I trust the doctor, I got to be in a place where I believe you. I want to believe you with all my heart, mind, and soul. I say you're my Father. How can it be that I don't trust you? I got to trust you. My faith, my confidence in you and you alone. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters can encourage me. Hallelujah. But I want to know without a shadow of a doubt, never wavering, because I know my God. I know my God. And, you know, when we turn our hearts, and a lot of times, we don't know what to do. And you say, God, it's in your hands. And sometimes our faith is so tested that it's weak. And we are ashamed to share it with a brother or sister because they're going to say that we are not save, or you ain't got no faith, you not there. But God knows what we have gone through and what we are going through. So in our weakness, he lifts us up. In our helplessness, he lifts us up. Oh my God. Oh my God, look, we can weary brothers and sisters, but we can weary God. Hallelujah. He sees and he knows every trial and every temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, help my unbelief, because you can't get to a place where you may have the most powerful faith there is, strongest faith, has been challenged so much that you become weak. And you said, Lord, help my unbelief. Hallelujah. You trust in him with that. But you can't tell everybody. Because people are so fickle. Bless our hearts. Saying, you may go through something. Oh, yeah, it ain't nothing. But that same challenge would be something for me. I may go through something, and it becomes a challenge for you. So don't dismiss another person's challenge. Pray for their strength and that their faith is strong in the Lord. And do you have faith for someone? Hallelujah. Can you believe for someone? Hallelujah. God is good. No time for foolishness. Our God. And I see like we're throwing off old clothes. Hey, shake all my. Throwing off old clothes. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Throwing off old clothes. Throwing them off. Hallelujah. And walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, we'll know you're walking through this earth. But we're walking still as children of the Most High God. If we stumble, hallelujah. If we stumble, hallelujah, he's there to pick us up or to balance us or steady our steps. Oh, that's what I like. He steady your steps. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He steady. Oh, my God. He said, I'm with you. He'll give you a song. I am the God. If you see. I am the God that healeth thee. Ooh, glory. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I set my word and I heal your disease. I am the God, your healer. I am the God that healeth me. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and I heal you today. I am the God, your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what someone, hallelujah. 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 Glory be to the Lord. He's our provider. And we don't need to be challenging each other. Oh, you think you just because you got this? We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. We need to trust God for each other's healing. That God will meet every need. And we have brothers and sisters across this world. We're going through some very hard places. Seeing their husbands and their wives mutilated because of the gospel. There are people who are suffering for the sake of the gospel. They're doing all that they can to spread the word, hallelujah, and then lives are in danger
we need to pray for them. That God send help from the sanctuary and save his people. You know, but when we pray, we don't want to be selfish because there's so much going on in this world. And we should want everyone to know our God and those who are wanting to give up because they're at their end or they feel it's their end. He's with them. And most of us have experienced the feeling of the wit's end. I can't do this no more. I can't go through this no more. And he steps in. Woo! Glory! He wants us to want him. And we're talking about the Almighty God. Yeah. So if you have a moment that things are going well for you, be grateful. And we're happy for you. Yes, indeed. But don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget that you have a God. That life is fickle. But you have a God who is not fickle. He's constant. Yes, he is. And you should pray for other people. If you see someone going through and having a good life, which you feel, don't be envious. And don't say, my time coming. Because God got it all in control. Be happy for them and for their moment. And look around and see that there is indeed something that you can be grateful for. That's right. Look around. We all have to be reminded of that. Some people say, that, oh, yeah, but you will see when you go through this. Not that. Just learning that whatever state you find yourself in, be content, trusting Father. That's right. And really applying yourself to get to know him. Really applying yourself to get to know him. And my Lord, applying yourself to know him. Jesus said, my Father. And your Father, my God, and your God. Lord, he said, my Father and I are one. I do nothing on my own. No. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. And you know what? You were sent here. Yes, 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 yes. Not for your own pleasure, but for purpose. Hallelujah. Getting back to our late bloomers. You were sent here for purpose. You were sent here to accomplish a task in this prophetic day and a prophetic hour. You entered into the earth, the crown, one of the crown jewels of the Most High God's creation, entered into the earth to accomplish a task for him. Glory, hallelujah. He equipped you. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. And yes, we know there were many attacks that come to defeat you from accomplishing the task that God has set for you to do. God is able. That you will, I will, we will accomplish the task that was set before us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the strength. Hallelujah. And the knowledge and the understanding and the clarity. Hallelujah. And we're not ashamed. Hallelujah. That we can boldly do what God has called us to do. Just if you have problems breathing or whatever, just take your shoulders and roll back. Breathe deep and say, thank you, Lord, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I trust you, Lord. I just have a feeling for us to just take a deep breath, roll the shoulders back,
Let it out flow. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am getting closer and closer to the end, and I just get carried away. But look, whatever God has called you to do, whatever God has called me to do, whatever God has called us to do, we can do it. Let's love on each other. Let's pray for each other. Not that they'll see you. No, pray and strengthen the Lord. Pray that God will lead them and guide them and meet their every need. That's my prayer. That God guides you. Meet every need, every challenge. That you find favor with man. And thank God you have favor with God. Hallelujah. That you're in harmony with God. Yes. If I say for my Cindy Comanity. Yes, peace, shalom, that passes all understanding, hallelujah, and when you have it, you know it, that we know what it means to love God, what it looks like, what he's saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Pray that God give us clarity and understanding that we can truly say that we're children of the Most High God, for the whole creation is groaning for the children of God. Yes, we're the cause that the creation has suffered because of the sin that was brought into the world as a result of man. But the whole creation is groaning for us to begin to walk in our God-like character. Hallelujah. But we have to know him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Isaiah 43. Most of you know that. That's my favorite. I just love Isaiah 43. And we're going to start start at the first verse. I think I have 10. Listen. But now, thus says the Lord, created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, listen, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. And let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Listen. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Listen, Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Listen, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. He said, I am God. Before the day was, I am. And Genesis 1 and 1 states this. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Our God is God alone. Hallelujah. He is Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his most holy name. We thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to sit here this morning. Hallelujah. And bless his name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Whatever it is amen and amen. It is well. Amen and amen. Needs met. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Strength and amen and amen. Heal. Yay and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the confidence that you are a child of the Most High God. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. 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 And you too. Until next Tuesday. God bless. And thank you for tuning in.